a solution for the Palestinian people who were chased out of their country and whose land has been usurped. The West Bank was, as you know, was annexed to Jordan. Gaza was under the Egyptian administration. And all through these years of struggle, again, as I have said, I hope I'm not reiterating to those who were at the AUG the same words, but to make it very short, I became really a believer in realities. And I was able to liberate myself from the historic dream of the restoration all of Palestine, which I still believe is my homeland and my country, and it was usurped by brute force and imperialist conspiracies. I became content to resume my struggle with my fellow comrades and my people to achieve what has been universally accepted as Palestinian people rights: the right to self-determination, the right to a state so that one can have a homeland and to have a national identity. And as you all know, we had, through our struggle, really succeeded in mobilizing a great deal of the international community supporting our struggle for the achievement of this limited goal, that is the establishment of a state in Palestine according to the 242 resolution. I agreed to the idea of coexistence, and I really dreamt of of the possibility of creating a miracle for our children to come, Israelis and Arabs, to live in peace and prosperity. Then the Madrid peace process came into existence, where we found ourselves in a crossroad. Again, I was one of those who voted for. Halaj did not, but I did.
I abstained.
As a matter of fact, I abstained too.
See, we were in the same school at Jaffa.
Yes, that's true. That's
true.
But I said, although I abstained, I said, if my vote was needed so that we go to Madrid, I would give my vote to go to Madrid. And then that means that I confine myself to accept a solution based on 242, land for peace, and what they call Sharia, international legitimacy. Because these three terms, I found references, I found in them the possibility of achieving our ultimate goal, that is the self right to self-determination, the right to a state, right to return or to be compensated. I knew it was going to be tough. I knew we didn't have much of an alternative, because these democracies like the United States and Israel, when they talk about democracy, they forget the basis of democracy, the alphabet of democracy, which is the right to self-determination. I knew we were going through a hell of a tunnel. I knew we were going to have difficulties. But I thought that there might be a chance with the changes, global changes, with the new responsibilities of the United States of America, with its need, bad need, pressing need for peace in the area, that there shouldn't be much trouble. in giving the Palestinian people their basic human rights. And you are living in this city, you have witnessed the last 20 months of negotiations, and you saw how persistent was our delegation by sticking to the principles. And I'm sure, because I was witnessing what was happening here from Tunis, that our delegation even gave some concessions to make sure that the negotiation will not come into an impasse. They kept telling us that these are technical concessions, and we accepted this, and we accepted that, and we accepted this. But, and I was proud of our delegation, that they stuck into the right of self-determination. They stuck into having the Palestinians referred to as people. Probably Hallaj knew, because he's closer here, that we had so many drafts where we were referred to as Palestinians, not people, because those who are educated in political science and in politics in general know what the meaning of the word people. People means that once you recognize me as a people, then you can't help recognizing my right as a people. And again, I will keep on stressing this right to self-determination. It's really, all my American friends feel embarrassed whenever I raise this point, because it's the only people on earth denied the right to self-determination at this moment is the Palestinian people. And I keep asking Christ, why? Why these people, out of all people in this world? Sometimes I read the Post, the New York Times, I watch the CNN, and see how the State Department, how the White House is furious because certain individuals, right, were touched in Russia or in this country or that country, and the issue of human rights and all these things come into the media as if an earthquake took place. But whenever it comes to the Palestinian people, nobody raises a finger. But why? Are we, as somebody said, the sons of a lesser God? Is there something wrong in our physiology, in our psychology, in our makeup? You are mixed now with Palestinians, with Arabs, and you know that the Palestinian peoples are really capable of practicing their right to self-determination in a proper way. Now, I am against this agreement, and I think I already have said why, because reading it from left to right, right to left, I was looking for just a reference that ensures me to maintain in the future self-determination, to create an identity, and to enjoy the rest of my life as a free person in a free society. And as I said before, I don't want to be labeled a rejectionist. I hate the world. I don't believe even in my ability at this moment to do away with this agreement. It's, as has been said, the treaty undone. It's a shame that it has been concluded. I really wonder if this agreement can promise us peace in the area to start. I think neither the Palestinians nor the Israelis are really convinced with what has been concluded. A lot has to be done before we speak of peace. But the major thing is to make people feel that justice partly is going to prevail. If we don't have this feeling that this agreement is going to fulfill our national aspirations, then something much more than what we were witnessing in the last 25 years probably will happen. For those who said you didn't have a choice, I say no, we had a choice. The choice was our trump card, a very important card, and that is the recognition of Israel, its right to live in peace and security. It's the legitimacy which we offered the state of Israel, we as Palestinians. Two hours after Arafat's signature on that agreement, you have all noticed how the Arab states' gates were opened, Islamic countries' gates were opened, African gates' states were opened, because these people were waiting for a signal that couldn't be given by any Arab leader except a Palestinian leader. So Israel got a lot. The isolation it has been suffering of for ever since its inception is over. And as you notice now in the everyday political movement, all what they are striving to achieve now, including the Americans helping them, is officially to declare the end of the Arab boycott to the Israeli products. So what we gave was not something little. It is, however, don't believe any Palestinian, however he seems to be pro this agreement, including Hisham Sharabi or anybody, if he says that he, in his conscience, would ever be at peace with himself. We give up Jaffa, Haifa, the most beautiful part of Palestine. And now the rest, the very little of what has been left. I'm not a political scientist, I'm not very much of an educated person in given terms. What do you describe it? What kind of an autonomy? What is it called? What are the powers and the legislative power this elected council is going to have in the future? What do we do for the half the word refugee, humble as it is? We hate the word, we Palestinians hate the word refugees. I mean, we had had enough of it for the last 45 years. And the way we were treated as refugees, second kind of people, second class kind of people. What do we have to offer them from now till their question is to be addressed 3 years later? No reference except the refugees, not even the Palestinian refugees. And I'm sure when the topic is going to be discussed, if ever things went smoothly and come to the third year, probably we'll find ourselves probably conceding to pay compensations for Israelis for their properties in the Arab countries instead of having the Palestinians returning or being compensated for their lands. I was against it, again, on the political level, everyday life, political level. We Palestinians, in spite of our experiences with the Arab countries, nobody can deny the fact that we and the Arabs, whether we like it or not, especially the neighboring countries of Palestine, all the same faith, they share the same future. You can't disconnect the effects of events that happen here and on the other country and so on and so forth. And these people in Syria and Lebanon and Jordan have really shared the very, very tough days with us. They had a lot of martyrs. They had in Lebanon and as well as in Syria, they have part of their countries still under occupation. As I said the other day, the ruins of Beirut are still there. And one of the reasons was the practices of the Palestine Liberation Organization trying to confront with the Israeli military forces. I think, and I said that and I will reiterate it, that was a very grave mistake on behalf of Chairman Arafat, that he should have consulted. And I was one of those who have participated for so many rounds in, with the these neighboring countries of Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan, concerning the negotiations here to coordinate things. And we had a kind of agreement. It's not written, but it was a gentleman agreement that a comprehensive solution must prevail before anybody signs. And everybody was, if the Arabs at that time were worried that we may conclude, we may be so late in concluding our agreement with the Israelis, and they were wondering if they have to wait for 5 years or God knows how long. I think that was a very grave mistake not to coordinate with the Arab countries, if not for national reasons and for future perspective. It's at least our leadership forgot that there is almost 1 million of the so-called refugees of our people are living in Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. And one should have been much more careful about the reactions of these governments after concluding such an agreement. A third reason, and I quit to become much more relieved of my official responsibility so I can spell out a few words more. I am a great critic of our performances in the PLO. And to my dissatisfaction, I found that even a person like myself has been fooled about the so-called Palestinian democracy. We don't have free Palestinian democracy. We have Palestinian anarchy. We have Palestinian long tongues. We speak, we don't care. Because we never had a regime after all, and Arafat didn't have enough jails, or he cannot practice his, well, probably after having a policeman now in Gaza Strip, maybe he can put people into jail. But, I mean, we needed, we really failed in keeping institutions. We have no institutions in the PLO, and I'm sorry to say that. Starting with the first important institution, which is the Executive Committee, which I was a member of. We were just a kind of a decoration to one man's decision. When I first I had my activities in the Executive Committee and Arafat asked me to reconsider my position, I said, please, Chairman, call for a PNC meeting. This is very important. And I'm sure you will have the majority. But at least you would make the wider circle of Palestinians participating, saying, voicing out what they believe. If in our own circles we don't practice democracy, where else do we expect it? How can I take it against Assad or Barak or Saudi Arabian king that they are not democratic countries? While I'm not yet a regime. I am an organization, a revolutionary organization, a national liberation movement. He did not. And what I'm afraid of, that noticing the series of defeats we had through the last 25 years, I'm not going to underrate the power of my adversaries, or our enemies, the Israelis, imperialism, all this stuff, I'm aware of that. This I can't control. This I'm supposed to fight against. But within my circle as a Palestinian, this is where I feel I am responsible, that we should really democratize our institutions so that now, coming into new era, hopefully, try to implement what the agreement referred to. That little, some people see it, I don't, in such a way that might lead to the achievement of our goals. But I'll conclude by saying that in spite of this agreement, which will really give us more difficulties in our Palestinian arena, this struggle is going to keep on. People are determined to have an identity, to have a homeland, and to enjoy the right to self-determination. Thank you.